Hey there, hope you're doing good. Welcome to our weekly podcast. And for today's session, let's talk about something that drains you and drives you crazy. No, we are not talking about some new cocktail recipe, but a problem related to your personality. And that problem is simply known as taking things too personally. So, what does taking things personally really mean? I'd like to demonstrate this with a scenario. Let's say you've always been appreciated for your work at your workplace by one and all, your bosses and your colleagues alike. But this time, even after giving your best ever presentation, your otherwise amiable and appreciative boss suddenly completely rejects it. Your colleagues too disapproved of your presentation and started talking amongst themselves. And last but not the least, when you wanted to narrate this incident to your best friend, even he was not interested and refrained from lending you his ear. After this incident, you might feel devastated and start to harbor questions like, have I become so incompetent that I couldn't put up a good presentation? Or is someone conspiring against me at the office? Or have I become so unimportant to my friends that they don't want to listen to me? In a nutshell, you blame yourself for whatever occurred or happened to you. When you put I, me, and myself before every situation, especially the ones that are bad, you are taking things personally. It is important that you learn and rather train yourself to loosen up a little bit and learn the subtle art of not taking things seriously. And in this podcast, we are going to help you do just that. The first thing is not to jump to conclusions immediately. Now, this may sound a little too theoretical and something hard to do, because in instances when you get an unexpected negative response, you will be inclined to harbor negativity. After all, the impact of the incident is so high, right? So just so you don't jump to conclusions, let the situation fizzle out, at least for once. And to do that, give it some time. It would even be better if you move out of that zone so that the very thought doesn't take complete control of you. Also try and engage yourself with something else. Something that makes you happy and cheerful. You could probably take a stroll in the park, listen to your favorite music, or call another friend and engage in a heart-to-heart conversation. The main motive here is to not let yourself idle and not let that thought or incident overpower you. Second, have a positive and a rational mindset. Now that you've probably cooled off and are in a better state of mind, always look at things rationally, with a more positive and a more logical mindset. It isn't that just because your colleagues were talking amongst themselves, were they only talking about your presentation. Probably they were talking about some of their own tasks. Or you could even look at it on a brighter side. Maybe they didn't approve of your boss's remarks. You see, sometimes things don't turn out the way we expect them to be. For example, just because we are nice to someone, would they treat us the same way? Or just because we worked hard on a presentation and believe it to be the best, will the others approve of it? Next, strengthen your self-confidence. Believe me, when you strengthen and add muscle to your confidence, you stop taking things seriously. To strengthen your confidence, know your worth and what you are capable of. In the situation above, just because a single presentation didn't turn out the way you wanted it to be, shouldn't make you believe that you are incompetent. You are probably capable of delivering even better presentations, and may have in the past. And maybe that is something that your boss expects too. So, instead of pondering upon the bad that happened to you in this presentation, ponder upon the fact that how worthy and capable you are. When you know your worth and what you are capable of, the judgment of others would hardly matter to you. Fourth, it's time to value the opinion of right people. I'd again like to quote the above situation. Maybe one of the reasons why you harbored doubts was because your colleagues disapproved of your presentation and started talking amongst themselves, isn't it? Not just this presentation. One of the reasons why we take things too personally is because we give too much importance to the opinion of others, especially to the opinions of strangers and acquaintances who know absolutely little or nothing about us. You should therefore value the opinion of those who know you well, who've guided you on the right path, and not those who either look at you at a superficial level or don't know anything about you. Another way you can stop taking things too seriously is by engaging in activities and making yourself busy. This way you won't have time to care about what others talk about you or think of you. Engage in things that make you happy. It could be learning a new instrument, engaging with people, spending time with a new pet, or anything else for that matter. By being happy and by enjoying every moment of life, you hardly won't have any time to think about how people perceive you. And last but not the least, don't take every comment or remark too seriously. Take it this way, if you start letting every remark, especially the nastier ones, get into your head, you might eventually become more conscious and be more prone to making mistakes. You might even lose your flow and energy, which helps you complete tasks and move ahead in life. The best way to deal with such remarks and comments is to take them with a pinch of salt, add a dash of humor, and let go of the comment. The trick here is to not let it stay with you for long. This way, you won't let the comment or even its effect grow on you. So here we are. We earnestly hope that these tips will help you change your perspective and look at the brighter side of things. We do understand that it's not easy to perceive things positively. We do sometimes tend to make wrong interpretations of things, especially when things go bad or don't happen the way we expect them to be. It is okay to expect things and wish for respect and appreciation for your work. But at the same time, you shouldn't take things personally and in a negative way. In the end, we'd like to sum it up by saying that people who don't take things personally are more open to any kind of conversation. That's because they're perceived as those who carry around a lot of positive vibes, who listen to things objectively, and don't feel bad even if at times something wrong is being said to them or even about them. We hope that by mastering the subtle art of not taking things personally, you'll for sure become a much better version of yourself. You'll be able to forge even better and stronger bonds and relationships, and become a better communicator. Thanks for listening.